And for that reason I am. But I can't shoulder your shame.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:17 on Sunday, July the 8th, 2018. And this is us. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'll get my act together. Don't worry. Hold on. It'll take me a little while to get focused here. And from now until 5 a.m., plan to be here talking sports and love to get you involved in some heavy sports conversation. And to do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I would certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That phone number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, since we start a little late, let's get right into our Major League Baseball scores in the American League yesterday. The Twins 5 and the Orioles 4. The Yankees 8 and the Blue Jays 5. The A's 6 and Cleveland 3. That game went 11 innings. Tigers 7 and the Rangers 2. Astros 12 and the White Sox 6. And get hold on to your seats, Red Sox fans. Red Sox 15 and the Royals 4. Over in the National League, Cubs 8, the Reds 7, the Phillies 3, and the Pirates 2, the Cardinals 3, and the Giants 2, the Braves 5, and the Brewers 1, and I guess they were a little jealous of the Red Sox score, so the Diamondbacks put up 20 runs on the Padres yesterday, beating them 20-5, and the Nationals were just as upset with the Red Sox. Said they aren't going to steal our thunder. And so the Nationals got 18 runs against the Marlins, 4. And so we had some really big scoring games yesterday. Interleague play, Dodgers 3 and the Angels 1. The Rays 3 and the Mets zip. The Rockies 5 and the Mariners 1. So in that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 4 for 6. Scored 2 runs with an RBI. He's hitting .343 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 2 for 2, scored 4 runs, got 2 RBIs, got 4 walks, hit his 14th home run of the year, and he's hitting .286 on the season. J.D. Martinez went 2 for 5, scored 2 runs with an RBI. He's hitting .329. Swihart came in got a hit in his one at bat for J.D. Martinez, also got an RBI. He's hitting .185 on the season. Mitch Moreland went 1 for 3, scored 2 runs with an RBI. He got 2 walks. He's hitting .289. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 3, scored 2 runs, got 3 RBIs, got 3 walks. He's hitting .277. Brock Holt went 1 for 4 with an RBI, 2 walks. He's hitting .296. Rafael Devers went 1 for 4, scored a run with an RBI. He got 2 walks, and he's hitting .245. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .213. Sandy Leon came in for him, and he went 2-for-2 with an RBI. He's hitting .260. Jackie Bradley Jr., 6 times at bat, no hits, 1 RBI, hitting .198. David Price started for the Red Sox. He went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 1 walks, 9 strikeouts. He has a 4.44 ERA. Hembree came in, pitched an inning in the third. He got a walk, gave up a walk, got a strikeout. He had a 3.58 ERA. He got the win, 4-1 on the season. Bonds pitched an inning, struck out 2. He had a 2.39 ERA. Kelly pitched 2/3 of an inning, struck out 1. He had a 3.41 ERA. Workman pitched 1/3 of an inning. Gave up nothing. He gave a 2.03 ERA. And Velasquez went the final inning, gave up nothing. He had a 2.76 ERA. The Red Sox are 2 games up on the Yankees. And we'll be back with a little commentary after we take a little break. This is the second Sunday in a row. Started talking and came down with the hiccups. I don't know what that's all about. Let me see if I get some water to cool that down. I'll be back.
American Cancer Society, 60-second breast cancer radio. This is spot number ACC-6000, generic.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I couldn't really understand what the doctor was telling me.
This is Kendall.
I felt so helpless. The fact that I could turn to the American Cancer Society for information was truly a blessing.
She called us when she needed answers anytime, day or night, and when she needed hope.
I know they play a huge role in research, but I couldn't believe everything else they do, like promoting awareness and advocating for mammograms for women who haven't been able to get them. They even offered me support in my own community.
Kendall is a survivor, and now she's a volunteer with the American Cancer Society.
They helped me get my life back. It feels good to be able to share a little bit of it with them.
This is the American Cancer Society. This is how we're making strides against breast cancer. No one does more to fight breast cancer than the American Cancer Society. Call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org to learn more.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. It's 62 degrees outside our WMFO studio here in Medford, Massachusetts, and we'll be bringing that weather update around about 2 hours from now. It's around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Okay, local media people would tell us that Red Sox fans here in the Boston area, and probably maybe around the country as well, I don't know who they're speaking for, would say that the Red Sox fans are really not convinced that this team is good enough to get past the Yankees and go further than they have gone the past couple of years. Well, let me tell you, this team is not the same team of the past couple of years. 2 years ago, we got really, we did really well, got into the playoffs, and were hampered, if we want to put it that way, by the fact that David Ortiz was not at 100%. The guy was playing in pain. the pain just to get on the field and walk around. Never mind be a productive hitter. And so that did not help us. And last year, without him, we didn't have that big bat. And the team still got to the, won the American League East, got into the playoffs. But, we're not able to go head-to-head with the Astros. And so, therefore, we went down again. This is not that same team. First of all, Mookie Betts is back to 2 years ago, if not better. Andrew Benintendi has improved. He has his spurts where he's been looking absolutely awesome, and then there are times when he's cooled down. But he's hitting a strong .286 with 14 home runs out of the number two spot. We're playing also without Dustin Pedroia, who's normally in the number two spot. And he was not himself last year with the knee injury. But we've got J.D. Martinez, who has been all that we could hope for and more, hitting a solid .329, leading the major leagues, I believe, with home runs at 27. You couldn't ask for more than that. He's right up there in the RBIs as well. Moreland played with a broken toe part of the season. That didn't help. And he's back. He's hitting .289. Is he a .289 hitter? I don't know, but I'll take it. I'm not going to get upset about that. Xander Bogaerts is healthy. He's hitting .277. He's been like Benintendi. He's had streaks where he's looked phenomenal. And then there's other times when, he's cooled off quite a bit. Brock Holt is back, concussion-free. And he's hitting a solid .296, playing all over the place. Swiss Army knife. And Rafael Devers, sophomore year. Okay, they got the book out on him. Will he be able to react to what they're doing now to get him out? Seems like they're pitching him low and away. Pitching him anything inside. Seems like he's going to kill that. But anyway, at 21 years of age, I think he has room to improve. We'll let him improve. Christian Vasquez, we're not, playing him for his bat. Whatever he contributes, fine. Same thing with Sandy Leon. Just keep handling the pitching staff the way you're handling it, and we will not complain. At least I won't complain. I think, without a doubt, the media tries to create tension and controversy that sells papers, I guess, and keeps people listening and watching and everything else. To me, let me deal with reality. Now, Jackie Bradley Jr., here we go. This is, I think I said this before. This is an area where I think we can improve, and I can't understand why we haven't gone out and attempted to improve here, because we have in the on the Pawtucket roster Rusney Castillo, who has been hitting like crazy, well over 300, playing solid defense in center field, and a right-handed bat. I don't see why he's not on the Major League Ball Club myself. You know, I have to find a place for him. Okay, maybe, you know, Swihart has taken that position. But right now, I would say I would have to find a place for Rusney Castillo, even if it meant dropping a pitcher. And as far as pitching is concerned, the fact that Pomeranz and Wright are both out, and we're still rolling merrily along. You know, I would say, hey, what to worry about? You know, the Yankees went out and they got Giancarlo Stanton. Great power hitter, good RBI guy. Not much with the, I won't say average, but hey, who would you take right now? Stanton or J.D. Martinez? It's, you know, hands down, it's Martinez. So, anyway, sit back, folks. Enjoy the season. I see nothing, absolutely nothing, to get upset, frustrated, worried about. And I really don't think we are. I think that's, to me, all media stuff. 4:35 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636 if you like numbers.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the National Mental Health Association, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the League of United Latin American Citizens.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at also at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:38 at the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I apologize for getting on the air a little late. Had some technical problems at home. I got those squared away, and we're here. Okay, NBA Summer League. Celtics won their first Summer League game on Friday night, and they lost last night. But you got to go into the fine print to find out what happened. Celtics lost to the Nuggets 82-69. But Ojale, who got 16 points the night before, only got 3 points because he only played 20-some-odd minutes. Gabuselli, who also got 16 points the night before, only got 7. And he only played a few more minutes than Ojale did. Bibbs got 2 points. Eddie got 7 points and 5 rebounds. Allen, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. Martin, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Congren didn't score. Uthoff got 7 points. Henry got 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. And Jabari Bird, I've been talking about Jabari Bird since, near the end of last season. And maybe into the playoffs, before the playoffs, before they set the lineup anyway, the roster for the playoffs. I said Jabari Bird should be on that roster at 6'6". He can play small forward, shooting guard, and a little point guard as well. Not that he's a little point guard, but he can play some point guard as well. And is a great defender at all three of those positions. And even though he was on a 1-1 contract where he could be with the team part of the year and also is the main Red Claws part of the year. And they just didn't want to bite on a full-term contract. Well, anyway, Jabari Bird got 24 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals last night, keeping the Celtics in that game. The guy can play. And they got this guy Wanamaker. I guess he's more of a veteran-type person. I don't know, but I got to find, if I'm Danny Ainge, if I'm Brad Stevens, I got to find a place for Jabari Bird. That's all there is to it. I like the way the guy plays. I like his hustle. And if he didn't have back spasms part of last year, he probably would have been the MVP of the, he could have been the MVP of the Gatorade League, G League, I guess, whatever they want to call it, last year as well. Hopefully, he doesn't slip through the cracks and somebody else grabs him. He's a restricted free agent, so we have if he gets an offer, we have an opportunity to match that offer. I would do that in a heartbeat. And in fact, before the heart gets beating too well. I think he's that good a player. Also, here we go, more commentary about local media people maybe trying to build a mountain where there is not even a molehill yet. Supposedly Marcus Smart is upset. He hasn't said it, but supposedly people in his camp are saying it. And whether we can believe people in his camp know what's going on, or the media is really manufacturing something, since these are all known, nameless, no-name people, supposedly. Saying that Marcus is upset because the Celtics have not talked with him. Listen, Danny Ainge is just doing due diligence. He say, okay, you get an offer. We have the right to match it. We're not going to be bidding against ourselves since, we gave you the qualifying offer of $6 million. You take that and no one else decides to beat that, then you're with us for this year and you become a free agent next year. No big deal. I don't see anything wrong with that. And if you get an 8 or 10 or 12 or 14 million a year, then we decide whether we want to do that or not. We got Bird, we got Wanamaker, we got other options. This is not Celtic stuff, really. It's Celtic-related stuff, but glad to see that Avery Bradley got a decent contract. I think it's 2 years for $11 million a year with the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, the Clippers aren't going anywhere. I'm sorry. They, but anyway, hey, at least he's not out in the street. You know, Avery deserves some good stuff. What else? Okay, I'm not perturbed by LeBron going to the Lakers. He's he has less of a shot probably of making the playoffs this year with Golden State, Oklahoma City, Houston Rockets out there. You know, other good teams, Denver, Minnesota. You know, so we'll see how well he can play with the. I'll say he has a better younger team than he has with the people that were thrown at him. You know, in Cleveland, and maybe. And they've also picked up Rajon Rondo. And the Ball family may not be happy about that, but I see Rondo as the starting point guard. I don't care. And he could probably score better than Ball. We're not saying much. But that certainly is going to make it easier for LeBron to play when he's got somebody who can really pass in the ball, get the ball in good position. And the other young guys are going to benefit by Rondo on the team as well. But they've lost Julius Randle, so they went up and they went down a little bit. They went up with the LeBron and Rondo pickups. Losing Randle certainly sent them back a little bit. They decided not to give him what he was due. I mentioned talking to my son Scott that I thought Randle was going to be a really good player. And he's proven, he averaged 17 points a game last year. How can they not give, and he's a rebounder. And he doesn't demand the ball. He's a garbage guy. He'll get his points wherever he can get them. And those guys are kind of hard to find. And we'll see how well he makes the Pelicans this coming year. That certainly gives them a solid front court. And with Cousins going to the Warriors, well, since he's not going to be back until April, and we don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in, and since he needs the ball to show off his game with all the other guys out there who need the ball to show off their game, it'll be interesting if he plays for more than 1 year, you know, with the Warriors, and whether it would be a benefit to them or not, we don't know. But I am, like I said, you know, really pleased with the way the Celtics have played last year without their big guns. Hopefully, we get their big guns back, Irving and Haywood, and we'll see where we can go from there. Like I said, we had the best bench in the NBA. We just didn't know it. Maybe we did know it. They didn't show it until after all the injuries. And also Seiss coming back. And here again, media. What are we going to do with our media? Okay, Michael Williams, our number one pick. The first thing we should be celebrating is the fact that he dropped down to the 27th pick, when some people saw him going as high as 15 based on talent alone. And then they say, well, you know, maybe it's his work ethic and some other stuff, you know, that is going to be a problem. And he slept through a conference call, and then he came in and went back home and missed a flight back for the first day of practice. Practice! Well, he played in the first game yesterday, day before, Friday, and he banged knees with another player, and they say it's a knee contusion, and they held him out of last night's game. I think the guy's going to be a good player. Question is, how good? That's the question. How good is he going to be? Is he going to break into the first rotation or the second rotation? Or is he going to have to spend time in Maine just to develop his game? We'll see. Certainly a big-time pickup. And I'm saying, since he's from Louisiana, maybe lightning has struck twice. And we have the second coming of Bill Russell. I'll take that. 4:49 here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and it's the Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Have you heard this disturbing prognosis? If we don't act now to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic, the current generation of young people could be the first in United States history to live sicker and die younger than their parents' generation. I'm Massachusetts State Representative Kim Ferguson. More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy foods and be physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. Creating healthy environments is key to reversing the childhood obesity epidemic. To learn more about Women in Government's work to prevent childhood obesity, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org. Visit womeningovernment.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, you need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. In the World Cup yesterday, England 2 and Sweden zip. And Croatia defeated Russia 4-3 in a shootout. And so they're moving on, I guess, to the semis. What else? In Wimbledon, in the men's side, Martin defeated Pierre. Nadal defeated Demidov. Fognini defeated Vesely. Gulbis upset Zverev. Raznik defeated Novak. Djokovic defeated Edmund, and Nishikori upset Kyrgios. So there you go. How about that? A lot of upsets, I understand, in Wimbledon tennis. WNBA, Mystics 83 and the Sparks 74. The Sky 77 and the Lynx 63. And the Aces 94 and the Sun 90. After getting off to a great start, the Connecticut Sun have been having some problems. Oguaminki got 15 points, 11 rebounds, no assists, one steal, and two blocks. Jay Jones got 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, no steals, and 3 blocks. Jay Thomas got 8 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and 1 steal. Strickland, 4 points. Bantam, 3 points, no rebounds, 2 assists. Laney got 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Tuck. I've been talking about Tuck. I said Tuck should be getting more playing time. Tuck should be starting. He got 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. B. Jones got 2 points, and Bentley got 10 points and 2 rebounds. And I believe Connecticut is now in second place. Washington, I believe, is in first. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Memphis. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll be back next Sunday at 4 a.m., hopefully, on time. And bring you another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. We're 4 days late, but not too late to get in our annual Independence Day program. This program is entitled The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give, coming your way here in a very few minutes, right here on Sounds of Praise. How do I know I'm hosting that program as well? So stay tuned. Great gospel music is coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and if you wish, you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Say, have a fantastic day. Stay tuned. Great gospel music coming your way here on Sounds of Praise, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.